All right, Woody, thank you so much, man. We don't get to do this a lot. We got 9 o'clock hour. Of course, we got our final joint practice. By the way, this kind of ends camp.
Yeah.
Right? We got a day off tomorrow and then the final preseason game. And then for a lot of guys, they're going, okay, they start doing the numbers. Like, will they keep 6 or 7 here? Do they keep 5 receivers or 6 receivers? So Saturday night and then final cuts on Tuesday afternoon, you have to go from 90 to 53. That's a big, call it a big-ass cut.
Across the league, that's a lot of guys out of jobs, man. A lot of guys that have worked real hard.
Yeah. You fill a lot of it up with practice squad. Sure. And by the way, practice squad monies, hey, guys will be not fine, bad. And a lot of them will get called back up. Hey, we got something pretty special. We don't get to do this, and I think the world of this guy, and I know they do great work, and they've been with us here for a while. Shevin Goodman, the CEO, owner and CEO of Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, and a longtime Miami Dolphin football fan. I always love it. So I go in and I talk to Shevin to tell me about his dad and you guys going to games back in the 70s. The Killer Bees weren't even around when you were following this thing.
That's correct. Back in the 70s, I was probably 6, 7 years old. It was my first experience being turned on to the Miami Dolphins by my dad, Earl Morrill, Bob Greasy, Larry Little, Jake Scott. You know, all the guys from those days. Yeah. And the
who's who of greatness, man. You're right.
Now you saw the games in the Orange Bowl. As much as people bitched about that, it was a great place. First of all, it was a great place to play. And everybody,
a lot of friggin'
everybody's winning. Old school said, man, that was a good place to watch a football game.
Great place to watch a football game. And one of the things I remember the most is how the stadium would shake. When we get going on
crazy?
Third and long and defense, you could feel the stadium shake.
It was like an erector set, right?
It was like an erector set. It was crazy.
Between that and Saturdays with UM football, and they were winning, and then we were going. Hell, we didn't lose too many games at the Orange Bowl back in those days either. So it was a great time. Hey, Chef, we don't get to do this a lot, but I know how much you care as not just the CEO and owner of the company, but the amount of time that you put in on this thing and even the follow-up that you do when people call, you go out and you check on jobs randomly. I thought that was pretty cool for as big as your company is. But if you would, man, and we're in the middle of the noodles are going everywhere. You know, they curve this way and that way. Sooner or later, we're going to get hit. And you always tell me, hey, one thing you can do is protect your home. Just talk a little bit about the company.
Yeah, we've been doing this a long time. The company's 20 years old. I got the passion from growing up in South Florida. I'm a Florida boy. Growing up in South Florida and seeing all the hurricanes and the damage. So when we got into general contracting, the passion came from seeing all the devastation and the storms that hit when I was young. And we decided to focus, instead of building houses or do renovations, we decided to go into basically impact windows and doors. We believe in protecting people's families and their homes, and that's where the passion comes from, and we do it very well. That's what we do. We don't do any other type of construction other than impact windows, doors, and roofing. That's our niche right there.
So I got to ask you, I always hear the third one, the roofing. And I tell people, look, you do all the different roofs, so that's not a problem. Just talk about that.
We do all roofs, whether they're metal roofs, tile roofs, shingle roofs, or flat roofs. We got into roofing only because we did so much impact window and door work. People would say, well, could you do our roof while you're doing this? So we did have a roofing license. We just never actually used it. We've had that license for years. And we finally activated it about 3 or 4 years ago. And we've been doing roofs ever since. And since then, we've put on probably close to 2,000 roofs.
Mm. Wow. Anyway, and we got a new location. I have not been to the new location. Do you like people to go? Do you guys like going out, or do you like people to come down and see the what's the best way?
We love people to come to the new location or to any of our locations. We do have a location out in Weston, but our newest location is in Dania/Fort Lauderdale, right off I-95 and Griffin Road. 32,000 square feet. We have over 150 employees now, and we're actually building a new showroom for anybody to come by and see if they want to look at the windows and doors, touch them, feel them. The new showroom will be built within the next 3 or 4 days.
You know, I like one of the many things is your staff that you have that answers the phone to answer all the questions. It's a knowledgeable group. It's not, they've been around. They can answer and get the whole process started. And I just think that's so important, being able to talk to somebody. But those guys are special.
Yeah, we have a lot of different departments. We do everything from starting the job with a contract, taking that to measure the house. At that point, it then goes to HOA. If there's an HO community involved, we get all that paperwork done and help the homeowner get it approved for us to go in there and do the job. We do all the permitting in-house.
God, there's a lot of
stuff. Yeah, we do everything in-house. It's really impressive. If anybody wants to come by and see us at any time, feel free just to stop by. Don't need an appointment. We're there 7 days a week, but basically the main staff is there Monday through Friday. There is some people there Saturdays and Sundays, but the main staff is there Monday through Friday, anytime from 8:30 till 6 o'clock.
So you know how this works now. And we know in sports, I'd like to – hey, Joe, Chevin, can I deal with him directly?
Absolutely. As long as I'm there, if I'm not out eating lunch or on a job site, I'm in the office.
You always are, right?
You can come anytime. I'm there Monday through Friday, sometimes on Saturday, but for sure Monday through Friday, unless I'm on a business trip.
Yeah, and then on top of that, you guys really cover all of South Florida, right?
We do all three counties. We go everywhere from Homestead all the way up to past Jupiter, maybe even to Stuart, but Jupiter to Homestead. We will do a few jobs down in the Keys or past Stuart if it's a specific deal that we make with the customer to go that far if it's pre-planned.
No, I just hey, listen, man, I think it's great when people get a chance. You know, I talk about Chev as in Chevin, and I think it's kind of neat people get to hear your voice and know, you know, when they look at the company, they see your ads, they hear your ads, you're on TV as well and the stuff. So and it's growing like crazy what you've done. The reason it grows because you guys do a great job.
I really appreciate that. I would say I'm probably more excited than you guys. I'm a huge Dolphin fan. Been going to the game since I'm a little kid. I've taken all my kids to Dolphin games. They're all no Dolphin fans, so I get a little starstruck around people, so I might be a little nervous, but I'm more excited probably to be here than anything.
Can I ask something? So we're kind of in the middle of hurricane season, and I think down here these are the months that we're kind of in the, you know, in the picture. Do you stock up so if a hurricane does hit that you can – get out quickly and take care of people's homes, get them buttoned down and where they can stay and live in their house?
That's a great question, Bo. It doesn't really work that way. If somebody was in an emergency with a broken window or needed to protect a specific side of the house, we might have some windows in stock, but most of our windows are actually custom ordered. Yeah. We measure every house after the contract is written, and we order those windows custom from the manufacturer. Well, you know, what we try to tell people is not to wait till the storm hits to then decide to do this. But it happens every year. The phones ring off the hook when the storms start hitting. We suggest that you do it now for next year. At this point, we're in the middle of the season already or a good third into the season already. Thank God nothing's hit. We've had one named Stuart. It looks like it's wobbling towards North Carolina right now. But this is the time to get prepared for the future. But again, if there was somebody with a broken window or a window facing maybe an intercoastal waterway, we might have something to help them with, you know, as a temporary fix till we do the whole house. But if we're talking about the whole house, it would have to be ordered.
Hey, Chef, so I got to ask you, you've been around and you and I were sitting there and we were talking about all the Dolphin teams. Your favorite Dolphin team, is there a favorite year that you were there for that you remember?
I mean, you got to say the undefeated team is the most famous team. But well, that's... I mean, I love the – I'm probably one of the fewer Otter fans, meaning I'm the guy that sits there when you're going to lose and you're down 21 points and there's 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I'll sit there and still stare at the team and figure this out. And I'm the guy that's in the house screaming at the TV when there's a call I don't like. I'm playing, you know, referee or coach in my house. And I'm the guy when it's third and long and everyone's sitting down because we're down 21 points. I'm the guy saying, get up. And everyone's just looking at me like they want to kill me. I'm that fan.
I can't wait to see your employees,
so
boy.
Let me ask a question. Old uniforms or the new uniforms?
I was always an old school fan. I love the old uniforms, but I think after a few years now I've kind of fell in love with it.
You like the new Dolphin or the old Dolphin more in the logo?
I've always been an old school fan, but I think I've fallen in love with the new stuff. It's been a few years now.
I'm with you. It really took me a long time, but I'm starting. Right. You know, I always, when they bring out those old Aqua throwbacks. Yeah. I mean,
I like throwback week.
Gotta love that.
Especially
I do
under
like
the
throwback.
Lights. You know, absolutely. I don't know, something about being under the lights with the Aqua jerseys
and the white
pants.
Not a bad way to go.
No,
fellas, I got to go to break here. And this has been great. And having Chevin in here with us, the owner and CEO of Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. If you've been thinking about it, I always say, hey, you can get it done now and pay later. I know that's a big thing that Chev has set up for people, and you get great deals going on. If you want to know more about it, here it is. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com, or you can call 954-500-LOCK. They got a great staff. You want to stop by, say hello to Chevin. If, like he said, if he's there, he's going to come out and talk to you. He's not a bad guy at all. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment. All right, welcome back, and a good morning to everybody. Once again, if you're going out or was thinking about going out, Dolphins and the Jags will have a joint practice. It starts at 10:15 today. Bo and I will be out there for practice, getting set for the preseason game Saturday night at Hard Rock Stadium, and then they're going to break camp, and folks, we'll be talking about the 53-man roster. That's next Tuesday is the NFL roster cut-down deadline to 53. So whether you have 90, 89, 88 guys on the team right now, everybody in the league's got to get down to 53. So we'll be talking about that. And by the way, if you get a chance tonight, we got the Broward County National Football Showcase. They've got 8 games Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday, 2 of the top-ranked teams in the country will be in town. And we got 3 of the top 10 teams. First time, Bo, I can remember. St. Thomas, American Heritage Plantation, and Chaminade. Chaminade's actually ranked 7th in the country. Heritage is 8. And St. Thomas, when was the last time we said St. Thomas, the third best team ranking-wise?
In the state?
Is 10.
I mean, in South Florida.
In the country.
In the country.
These are all in the country.
Yeah,
and Northwestern, Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
Built that team up before his suspension, and now he's back being a quarterback in Tampa Bay. His team's 11. So we got right. 4 great teams.
Yeah, you know,
it's incredible, the football.
The football, the high school football, you know, Joe, a long time ago, they weren't, you know, they're, so you got your Dade Broward high school teams, and then you got those teams that are national teams. The American Heritage, Northwestern, St. Thomas,
yeah.
Chaminade, where they're playing Hoover, and they're playing...
Yeah, they play all over the country. You know, Gorman, they go out and play Gorman in Nevada.
In Las Vegas,
yeah.
The teams in California. So it's that group of the very high, Don Bosco up in New Jersey.
Loaded.
Right, all those teams that are like that, it's almost got they got a little schedule for all of those guys.
Yeah.
St. Thomas is going over to Germany or somewhere to play,
yeah.
Right?
Well,
where are they going to Germany?
An idea. And by the way, Nike and Adidas sponsoring these schools now. By the way, also with this, if you're wondering, you're just joining us, Chevin Goodman, the owner and CEO of Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofings with us as a, you know, it's funny. I've got a few sponsors that are big, big Dolphin fans. Chev, you're right up there as big as a fan of the Dolphins. Just talking to you for a couple hours one day, and we were just talking about all the team. You keep up on all that stuff, even with this company.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we go to all the Dolphin games. I send a lot of my employees to the Dolphin games, you know, as perks for doing a good job.
You take your son with you to the games?
My son goes to games.
You got to give a shout-out to your son. Come on.
Hi, Chase. Love you, Chase. Love you, Jen.
There you
shout
go.
Shout out. thanks, Joe, for letting me do that.
Hey, man, if you're going to show up, you can't bring the kid. You got to say something to him, like, Dad, I'm in the studios today, man. We're sitting here and trying to figure out. I got to ask you, Tua Tagovailoa, fan? What's your thoughts?
Huge fan of Hawaii. Been there many times. My brother lived on the North Shore for 10 years. So, yes, I'm a fan of Tua. I think he's very, very accurate. I think the bottom line is that we have to protect him. He's got to stay up to help us win games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what everyone feels like. I mean, once he's in there, you're feeling really good. But the availability. But look, I think the offensive line's going to protect him a lot better this year, okay. And I think he's, you know, I think what you see in training camp is that he's going to be willing to just maybe throw the ball on the ground a little more often if there's nothing there and
well,
just kind of protect
do that.
Himself.
It's all right to have an incomplete.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's play a more downs later down the road here, and you don't have to be a hero. You don't have to run somebody over for a first down. He's got to think about all those things because we have spent way too much time. And people getting pissed off yesterday on this show about who should be the backup quarterback.
Well, you know, that's a bad thing when you're getting ready to start the season and you're talking about the backup quarterbacks more than you are your starting quarterback. So Tua's got he's you know I know look it's no fault of his own. some people may say, but I don't. It's no fault of his own that he's been hurt.
He didn't get hurt on purpose. No, nobody gets hurt on purpose.
But you know, I think he understands. He certainly understands his importance to this football team, and I think he understands better what not to do. And so I'm looking for a I'm looking for a 16 or 17 game season out of Tua this year.
Well, listen, that gives you best chance.
Maybe more.
Best chance. So I want to ask you, because I didn't get a chance to get into the with you and Chef's here as well. So Zach Wilson's going to be the backup quarterback.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts? He missed two throws that I want back from last week.
Yeah.
The deep throw down the middle, you got to complete.
I think he's better. I think certainly both quarterbacks were better than they were the week before.
Okay.
You can say that. And Zach, I think Zach, I think Zach managed the offense pretty well. But then you get Quinn comes in. Quinn could have put three touchdowns. He put two touchdowns on the board and was knocking on the door.
Would you make Quinn the second guy?
No. But I would say would be to me because I've liked – so what I saw out of Quinn last week – first week, what my concern with him was protecting the football because he had the ball knocked out of his hands twice.
Right.
And they both were – I think both were turnovers. And so now he – and so he didn't get that – but – he threw two deep outs that bounced on that were short, So the arm strength may be to me on those are hard throws to make. You got to have a big arm to make those.
Well,
throws.
You just got to step and throw.
So that concerns me a little bit, but I think to me they're 1 and 1A.
You're taking an easy way out of this one.
So if Tua
goes down, who you putting in there?
Well, I'm gonna tell you what.
I like Quinn Ewers.
I do.
After all that, Zach's gonna be the backup.
I know he's gonna be the backup, but here's my reasoning. This guy was a number two pick in the draft out of BYU. He's on his third team.
Now we're getting the true serums coming out.
That's to me. Hey, look. All I'm saying is that's what I'm looking at that puts it in the back of my head that maybe. Maybe, but look, and Quinn Ewers is a rookie, and look, he hadn't put a game plan for him.
He
had Arch Manning breathing down his neck in Texas, so he's been under the pressure. Played in big time football. But that's my truth. I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
you're like, Zach's okay. Yeah, Zach's going to be the backup. How do you really feel?
I think Quinn Ewers should start. It would behoove Quinn to not have to play this year and learn the trade a little better at a pro level. Couching it a little bit.
Develop.
I'm not in agreement with you, Joe.
I'm not as
gung ho on Zach Wilson.
Zach's got to make, first of all, I feel a lot better this week if he made the two throws he didn't make.
Yeah.
Got a deep post pattern.
Yeah.
You got to make it, underthrew it, and the guy's got the best arm on the team, and then you miss the throw in the end zone the other way.
Well, there's a reason they're battling for the back for the second,
I agree.
Third,
No, there's no doubt. Yeah. Hey, we got more stuff. Chef, I want to thank you, man. This has been great. Really, thank you so much
for coming in.
And I just want to let everybody know, if you're like, we've been thinking about it. Oh, shoot. I'm trying to get through one more year, and should we wait? And we can save. And you're big. Hey, we'll get the work done. You can pay later is number one. And number two, stop by when you're looking around. Make sure you put Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing on that list. And if you get a chance, ask for Chevin Goodman, the owner and CEO, when you go to Loctite. Not that you don't have a lot of great workers in there that do handle everything, but I do know you're really going to lock Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing a lot. So, Chef, thank you, man, for coming
in. Thanks so much, guys. I really appreciate it, Joe.
Appreciate it. And a lot of good stuff going on. Hey, speaking of a guy that's a fireball, Pete Prisco, CBS Sports, going to be at practice today. He joins us next.